Thunder City Planning Board Meeting, February 26, 2024.
Anything else? Thunder City Planning Board, February 26, 2024 is now in session. Hear ye, hear ye. Let me rise and salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, which is God, which sustains one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And may I say, it's a great day in the neighborhood. And may we call the roll, please?
Mayor Landgraf?
Here.
Jay Cook?
Here.
Roman Zabi Hutch?
Here.
Lorraine Salata?
Here.
Dan Smith III?
Here.
Mike Wiesen?
Here.
Greer Gaskell? Jessica Stilley?
Here.
Absent are Commissioner Kriebel, Tom Halpin, Peter Taco, Tim Coop, and Wendy Bartlett.
Next on the agenda is adoption of the minutes from February 14th. Are there any amendments or additions to said minutes? Hearing no additions, may I have a motion and a second for adoption, please?
I make a motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Fine.
Abstain.
Mr. Gaskell and Mayor and Jessica Stilley all abstained because of not being present. At this point in time, the minutes are hereby adopted. Next, we move on to resolutions. We have two this evening. We'll adopt them as a package. They are E210-2024 of adjourning Mayfield, 5019 Winchester Avenue, and P11-2024 of John and Deborah Edmondson of 20 Hillside Avenue. Are there any changes or amendments to said resolutions? Hearing none again, we have a motion and a second for adoption of both.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I have it.
Abstain.
We have it. How many abstentions? Same three abstentions. Okay. The resolutions are hereby adopted this evening. We move on. There were two applications that were scheduled. The application of 30 North Portland Avenue will not be on the agenda this evening. But if there's anyone here for that application, they'll be disappointed. Our solicitor, are they going to renotice?
They have to renotice. The reason it's not being heard tonight is a minor error with the notice, but there's an error. The board doesn't have jurisdiction. So it's unfortunate because, it's not cheap to send out all those things, but they're going to renotice for a future meeting, so there's no real formal announcement.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we have to have a pair of Elaine and Kathleen Francis at 25 North New Haven Avenue presenting this evening. Please come forward. And do you have everyone that needed to be sworn this evening?
Okay, I'm going to get Mr. McLaren sworn in. Mr. McLaren, can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And then Mr. Mascione and the Francises, if you can each just state your name and business address or home address for the record, and I'll swear the three of you in together.
My name is Daniel Scott Mascione. My address is 1409 New Road, Northfield, New Jersey. I'm a registered architect.
Hi, Catherine Francis, 25 North New Haven Avenue, Ventnor, New Jersey, resident and applicant.
Hi.
Elaine Francis, 104 South Dudley Avenue in Ventnor.
Okay, and if you can each please raise your right hand, each swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth. Thank you.
Mr. Mascione, it's a rhetorical question, I know. Well, you're a licensed architect?
I am.
In New Jersey?
Yes.
And are you a planner as well?
I am.
Okay. You appear before this board and your credentials are highly accepted. Thank you.
Okay. I'll start by explaining the project, and then if there's any questions, both Catherine and Elaine are here to answer any questions about the history.
Danny, could you use the mic?
Yes.
Here,
sorry. Sorry. Okay, to begin, the existing residence is a duplex. The scope of work is we're going to, and if you look, referring to my drawings, V1, you can see the number seven is the existing elevation. Number nine is the proposed elevation. You can see we're doing some work. We're expanding the roof to create a third floor for this residence. By doing that, well, let me explain the duplex. The first floor is the first unit. The top two floors are proposed to be the second unit. Existing the second floor is just the second unit at this time. The existing second floor unit is a three bedroom, one bath. By doing this renovation, we're proposing a three bedroom, total of three baths. So we're keeping the bedroom count the same. We're adding two baths and some living space. By doing this renovation, we're expanding that third floor with some dormers and roof-like structure to keep the same general scale of the existing. We're taking the second floor roof and we're creating a roof deck in the same line as the existing building, create some open space. We're reconfiguring the front stairway to make it a little safer. And we're also placing another stairway on the Winchester Avenue side, an exterior stair, which you would see on, I'm blind. Oh, there it is, elevation 14, Z1. You can see the stair, the proposed stair on the side of the building. We're not expanding the footprint of the building. We're building within that existing footprint. That was one of the goals. While we're asking for some relief from some of the setbacks, by staying within that building footprint, I think in keeping the scale the way it is and removing the roof, we're actually improving the scale of the building and the open air and space around it. The other positive criteria is we're removing the garage from the rear of the property and replacing it with a smaller shed that's further from the from the setbacks, which is positive. And we're adding an additional parking space, which I also think is positive for this project. And that really is the summary of the work. Of course, the aesthetic improvements to the building, I think, will enhance it a great deal. It's an older structure, with this modernization, I think it will, is required for a structure of this age and will beautify that corner. One of the other hardships, it is a corner property, of course, and so the setbacks are, two front yard setbacks as well. I can answer any questions or my clients here with any history about the property or the configuration. I can go through the variances.
Mm-hmm. So you're going
space. Yes. Yes.
Will that widen the curb cut?
It will. It will. But the existing size, do you have the survey? We are going to 15'3" curb cut. I believe I'm not sure what the size exists. It's about a 10 foot. So we're taking 9 feet, half a parking space away and adding a parking space on street.
Dan, can you make it 18 and the variance?
That's a good question. I think so, right? Can we make that 18? We can make that 18. Yes, of course, yeah.
Chairman?
Yes.
Just looking at this, and I have no issue with the project at all. And I want to be very clear with that. I think it's a good project and a great addition to the house. I think this needs a D variance. It's a conditional use that's being expanded.
You're not meeting the condition.
And it's not meeting the conditions. Again, I do not have any issue with it, but I can't vote on a D variance. And if I did vote and someone objects, your whole thing gets thrown out. So,
and looking at the ordinance, it could be worded a little different. That's maybe something we should look at, but.
Just an abundant caution. I don't want to.
You have the CNC, but technically
expanding a nonconforming.
We're sort of expanding because then we have different setback requirements for duplexes, which reasonably can be interpreted as specific conditions, and you deviate from one of those. So I think they're on the side of caution. Okay. We'll call it a D3, and I guess you can go home.
Great, I get to go hang pictures in my house.
Sorry, I think that's the way to.
Yes.
We'll look.
I just don't want to mess things up for
notice.
Roman, you know what I'm talking about?
Notice
was good. I did see that in there.
Yes,
so, all right. Good luck. Sorry.
No, I understand. No, thank you, though, for pointing that out.
I just don't want to mess up.
Yeah, we're better to do it.
Yes.
Make sure you have the right variances, because then when you get challenged, or you get challenged.
Sure.
And it's a problem.
Sure.
So we'll iron those out.
Yeah, I didn't that didn't cross my mind, but that seems appropriate.
So
the front yard setbacks, they're all front yard setbacks.
Coverage.
You have a coverage.
That we only need front yards.
Yes, we're the building, steps, and deck.
Building?
We're not.
So, board members?
Yes.
What's occurring here is there's been a reevaluation of it, and we're going to go to from a C variance to D's, which are in there for the for the front, again, with the steps. Was it the front deck?
No, you're adding a third floor.
And you're adding a third, because you're adding a third floor. So you're expanding a non-conforming use. What's occurring in here? That is the case. And that's the reason. That is the reason why we're doing this. Why this is occurring. Now, there's different criteria that you have to address also, Mr. Macchio, when you go to the D. So you have to be prepared to do that as well. And that is the case. Site coverage.
With that, you want me to jump in?
I think you should jump in now, please. We're going to do a preamble first with our engineer to further explain the issue so that everyone is on the same page, and then we'll proceed from there. That way, I think it'll simplify the issue for everyone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, board members, and the applicants. Based on the application of Elaine Francis and Catherine Francis, 25 North New Haven Avenue, Block 122, Lot 25. Engineering plan report, C variances and D use variance. Again, it's an expansion of a non-conforming use. They did provide a certificate of non-conformity, which permits this use to continue as is. But once the expansion happens, it triggers a use variance. Again, the same thing would happen if they were tearing it down, building something new. So in the R7 single family zoning district, which does permit with conditions, duplex, two family homes, side by side, up and down, everyone will look at it. So it's a hardship variance, substantial benefit variance, and a D2 variance, expansion of non-conforming use. Materials reviewed, including what was received today, was a certificate of non-conformity dated September 12, 1998. Again, what that certificate of nonconformity does is when the ordinance changes, it allows a newly nonconforming use to continue as that use. The plans reviewed were a land title survey, Block 122, Lot 25, signed by Robert Catalano, and of course, Mr. Mascione's plan that he has up on the board tonight. So the variances needed are a use variance for an expanded non-conforming use to expand a non-conforming duplex. Again, it's a conditional use. And again, I don't think the expansion is anything unique to the R7 zone back in this area. And applying, and what the certificate of non-conforming does, it does permit me to use the duplex zoning, which is a little bit more favorable towards the application, where the 10-foot setback instead of a 12-foot setback is required for the front yard setbacks. So that eliminates a third floor setback on New Haven Avenue. But the remaining variances are Winchester Avenue, front deck, and the building. You need 10 feet and 0.77 feet is provided and requested. All coverages are fine. I just do want to point out that the minimum lot size for duplex is 2,000 square feet. They have 3,450 square feet, so they meet that requirement. Minimum lot width for 32 feet for a duplex, and they exceed that with 46 feet. And lot depth, where 62.5 feet is required, and they meet that at 62.5 feet. All coverages are meeting what is required. Parking is being met. All landscape requirements appear to be being met, and I'll leave that up to Ms. Ascione to confirm. And again, one question is, are you going to comply with the landscape requirements in regard to shrubs and trees? And also that curb cut on Winchester Avenue that should be removed if you're expanding the one on New Haven Avenue to 18 feet to get rid of the other one. And that's pretty much all the comments I'm going to make at this time. I'll turn over to Mr. Mascione to expand and provide testimony for the variances.
Regarding that, the curb cut, the existing curb cut from Winchester, that will be removed. We will provide the landscaping, of course, to your ordinance. I just wanted to point out the second stair in the rear, which is as far as that point, 0.77 away from the setback here. With this
right. Stair. That's a variance. You need 5.
So that's a variance, yeah. So I just, beyond that, I believe this expansion, because of the lot size, one of the reasons is, you know, it is an oversized lot. I believe the configuration of the existing home, instead of removal and rebuilding this home into a new structure, I think this is a far better way to deal with the structure. The de minimis expansion of this by changing the roof line to provide that floor, which is mostly living space rather than bedrooms, plus the added parking space, will be a benefit to the zone plan overall.
So that promotes the safety and free flow of traffic.
Yes.
By doing that.
And the upgrades to the interior of the building. And that also, from a planning point of view, not a planner, but from the citywide point of view, yes, I believe the density and the traffic would be better served by the building in this configuration.
Mr. Mascione,
mm-hmm.
You say the upgrades to the interior of the building benefit the community. We have, of course, in our ordinances about taking old obsolete buildings and keeping them out of obsolescence and so on. What is being done in this project to satisfy that in our master plan?
From a life safety point of view, the interior stair, which we're reconfiguring and placing on the outside, is really non-conforming, the interior stair. So we're making it a safer building by...
Wait a minute.
This stair that exists interior... we are relocating it to the exterior because it really is just too small a stair from a run, rise, and width point of view. It's an older stair that predates any of the building codes.
How many rises?
I don't have the configuration, but it's a smaller stair with a very tiny landing that wouldn't meet the existing standards today from our
Is it a floor to floor?
Yes, floor to floor.
Mm-hmm. That would be 13, 14 rises.
Yes, at least.
So in there.
Yeah.
The question that we have is, that the board has addressed in the past and asked about, is icing on the stairs and the navigation of the stairs during the winter. Please go forward.
I was just going to jump in since you're talking about the front exterior stairwell as well that is being reconfigured to your point from icing. It's this one right here that comes straight up. Is all concrete straight down with no curved landing and no actual landing at the top of the stairwell, which right. is again safety. So in addition to the back stairwell to make sure that we have the egress out of the second floor, that because right now you go down the back into the unit downstairs technically. So that's where we're bringing on the side of Winchester that exterior out, but to your point, also from a safety perspective, this front staircase, anybody from the firehouse that lives across the street can see that
right.
every day that is the hazard for not only my family, but people walking by trying to get around that corner of New Haven and Winchester. So that's how we're reconfiguring this front staircase here to make it easier to go.
Still one question remains is the board has addressed in the past, is it like wood stairs and so on tend to ice very quickly. And they can become very dangerous to navigate. We can't legislate that, but we could advise you of that. It's not in our purview. So we just ask, and if you have any thoughts on that subject, that's all.
Oh, on the wooden stairs?
On exterior wooden stairs on the exterior of the property, going up between floors, they ice.
Okay.
And then it's very, very rapidly. And we tell people that we can't legislate. It's not our purview. So we do ask the question. And we also inform the owners about these are problems.
So we need to just look at the material for those stairs.
Well,
I think what he's getting at is you can't retrofit this existing structure to put the steps on the inside. There's not enough room.
No, there really isn't due to the configuration of the first floor unit and the second floor unit. We are adding an additional stair for safety where it's not technically, you know, for egress, it's a benefit. Egress windows are fine in this type of structure, but I think this would be much safer.
It's not a primary stair.
It's not a primary. The rear is a secondary stair, which is good. The front stair, that reconfiguration, and I understand the change in materials, but placing a landing there rather than a straight run of stairs up a flight is going to, I believe, will be ultimately more, you know, provide more safety than a straight run.
Is that concrete versus wood?
I believe the original were concrete, but in an older, obviously older set of stairs, which, you know, I not in a great configuration. I think this wood stair will be superior, even though it's of a lesser material.
Okay, but just saying to you.
Yes.
When they ice.
Yes.
You go down like a sliding board.
Yep.
So you guys take that and your design criteria.
Mm-hmm.
We just advise. That's it.
Okay.
Ryan.
Yes.
In his behalf and maybe in mine, because I became aware of that when you said that one meeting, and now I come out of the house and I hold the railing going down. So what material? What do you suggest?
I'm not going to suggest anything. It's not my purview. It's not the purview of this board. He's an architect.
And I understand the design. So it's true. Wood stairs can become, honestly, my opinion is north facing wood stairs are a problem because they get covered in a mold and then they become very slippery if they're not maintained. This isn't the case in this situation, which is good, but both wood and concrete do get icy. It's a maintenance thing. The Northeast, I mean, unfortunately, there's no perfect solution. I would love to cover every stair that, you know, that we design or do everything interior of a building, but you know, we don't always have that opportunity.
You can do
yes. Actually, I've done heated concrete before, but I think that would be overkill in that situation. Front of
enough on the topic. I just brought it up.
It's a good point though. I've fallen down many stairs.
Thank you. Sorry to belabor the point for the board.
Nope, that's not.
It's an important point.
So, Dan, do you think this project promotes the zoning purposes in the city's master plan?
I do. I believe the open space, creating opening that corner up with removing this roof and providing that open deck by keeping the way we designed the roof and being on the corner of the property, we're not exceeding. Moving out, we're not blocking anyone's view. I believe the additional parking space, I think these are all positive criteria for the project.
Now, for the record also, you turned in a certificate of nonconformity. That is correct. I noticed the date on that is in 1298. So you're one of the ones that promptly sought out and got it in that window, in the original window of opportunity. Congratulations on that in there. So, but there are many people that did, and for many years we heard of those certificates of nonconformity. But it's nice to see a nice date of somebody that acted promptly. So that's why I noted for you. So congratulations.
So Dan, in addition to my prior comment, you're promoting the appropriate population densities by there's two units there before. You're keeping those two units. You're not adding a unit and making it more dense.
That's correct. We're not adding bedrooms.
Right. So
I believe the configuration of the unit is benefit to the community as well. While flood is also a concern, obviously we're going to conform to all the regulations as far as flood. Having a first floor unit in a community is a benefit for people, you know, for accessibility. I think, you know, eliminating all first floor units can be, while there's technology we could use to get to the second floor, it's not always economical. And having recently been hobbled myself. I think, you know, a first floor unit is probably a good thing for the community as the population gets older.
Say a first floor unit that is below flood elevation.
That's existing, yes. And we're going to, the overall project will conform to the regulations for the extension.
You're aware of the rules, the 50% rules?
We are.
So we're not going to get into the seat?
No, we've taken that into account with the scale of the addition. So that's why we're trying to preserve the floor, that first floor, and the whole construction of this building and the way it is, because it meets the fabric of the community as it is now. We're not, creating a giant new structure. So I believe.
It doesn't help our CNC rating still, though.
That's true. I wish, yes. Yes. I'm good, but I'm, you know.
It doesn't help that.
I'm sorry.
CRS. CRS rating.
Yeah, CRS. Yeah, I know what you meant. Yeah. NFIP.
Now, I was seeking to address, you talked about the obsolescence in the interior of the building. How much of the building is being rewired or replumbed or having a new upgrade have been brought up to code?
Really, the second floor was the second floor and that third floor, the small addition was the focus of our work.
Right. So about 2/3 of the building are being brought up to code?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say yes.
And you did mention about the height of the building.
It is within the height of the regulations for the height of the overall structure.
And what else did you forget?
I'm sorry?
What else did you forget?
It's a lot of things. Sure. That's a loaded question. But we are, as you can see, what we try to do is keep the scale of this building by keeping it under a roof, making it look more like a dorm, or it is a modest addition to this. And I think it will hopefully meet their needs and provide them the history. It won't go too deep into the history because I know Todd, but they've owned the home for since 1966.
I did hear the record. I missed it. What is the total bedroom?
It's 3 in the second floor and
5 total.
5 total.
5 total bedrooms. And 2 full baths or 3 full baths?
3 on the second floor because we're adding 2 of a shower. And downstairs there's 2, 1.5.
So it's 4.5 baths total.
Mm-hmm.
And how many parking places total?
3.
3 parking places 3. Total.
And they're creating an on-street parking space.
And yes. We're creating 1 additional.
Well, 3 total. There was 2 existing. Yeah.
On site. Now, when it comes to your destruction, you have existing shrubbery. Usually what the board asks is that shrubbery, it can't be damaged during construction.
Sure.
So if it is that you are obligated to bring that or replace that shrubbery.
Yeah. I believe they would upgrade this.
If when I'm looking at the property, if you would renew the shrubbery, I think you'd probably look a lot better and actually replace it. So
it's probably in need of it at this point in the life.
The older properties, they just, the shrubbery lasts.
Yeah.
But I think that would be a help to you, and it would be a very big asset to our community.
Especially being on the corner.
Yes.
I do believe that.
And then you're going to maintain the governor strips, correct?
Did we have the survey? Is there governor strips on them?
Yeah. Just 8 seconds. Step in the project is gaining the idea. The idea is to obviously redo all of the landscaping, keeping the main fig tree, which is the staple in the community, right in the front part of the area. And then right here, you can't see on this, but around this area, there is that existing shrubbery. Those are currently holly trees. We're looking to do upgrades there as well because those aren't really easy to maintain and don't beautify, in my opinion. We're looking to do hydrangeas, some of the other similar shrubbery that you see in the community right there around New Haven, where they've done along the fence lines, et cetera. So we're definitely ready to upgrade all around the total look and feel, including the landscaping.
So the governor strip is something you're planning?
So that's a question now that was just kind of brought up in this. So the one concern, I'm assuming we're talking obviously on the Winchester side, because on the New Haven side, that's the crosswalk. We hadn't planned the governor strip, honestly, because of a lot of water and things. Obviously, that's that corner. It drains really well now. So we hadn't planned to do the governor strip on that side because a lot of that will wash up and then the entrance
on Winchester.
On Winchester. on that side, if that's what we need to do, if that's what the board is coming. Well, we weren't planning to replace any of that concrete other than the curb cut. So the curb cut on Winchester actually was replaced by the city just 2 to 3 years ago. And the curb cut was put there, even though we told them we don't use that because it's technically not wide enough. So the curb cut is there. So our plan was only to replace that one piece of concrete to make it the actual curb cut to create the extra parking space along Winchester. Yeah, because currently
it would really look nice to have trees on New Haven Avenue.
Well, on New Haven, we wouldn't be able to because we have the crosswalk for the firehouse. So there wouldn't be any, like we would have them on our property line, but not the governor's. There's no place.
Top right picture.
There's no room. Yeah. What?
I think the replacement would be if you could cut out a section of Winchester and a little grass there. If it's grass, it'll recharge. So and putting a tree there would match the trees further down in Winchester.
We can, again, if that's what the board is coming back with, we just had several people across the street knock down a house and make them driveways. And actually just so I don't, again, we're not sure what that process is, but if that's what's coming out, then we'll explore and get that.
The board is trying to claw back some of the concrete.
Gotcha.
And at the same time, green the city, but make it more presentable and add more to the environment.
Yeah.
And so that's the purpose of the discussion.
I would say, too, the public safety should be looked at on that corner there. That's the New Haven and Winchester where it's big and it gets very small. I honestly don't, I have no problem with like the grass, but putting trees in that line site coming right down on Winchester is not going to be good for anybody, especially people trying to cross there. So
I'll make a suggestion that Mr. Mascione get in contact with our engineer, I should say. And they work out the landscaping plan, and then that'd be part of what gets approved.
I think
that way it gets done sailing.
Got it.
Winchester Avenue, you can support two trees there,
and that's it.
They're far enough away from the corner.
I don't know if the board is acceptable to that, but I think in this situation, with discussions, is that two professionals get together, our representative works it out, and then for the benefit of both the applicant and the city, so that everybody gets a fair shot.
Sure.
And that way we know it's copacetic.
I think Winchester's an important street, so I think we should keep it.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, keep it. You know, we have the corner and views and things, but we'll work that out with the sight lines and things like that. We don't want to get involved, you know. And there, I think there is some, my understanding, there is some drainage issues there that we just want to, you know, not make worse for everybody. So let's meet, and we'll, yeah, we're amenable to making it, you know, obviously.
Yeah,
yeah, right. We would push it. Push it back. Yeah.
Now, are you complete with your presentation?
I am. Yes.
Or if you have anything for any further questions.
Thank you.
At this point in time, I'm going to open up to the public. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to make a comment on this application? Don't all rush forward. Now.
Sure. Just give us your name and address. I'll get you sworn in.
Cinderbrand. And my address is 328 Hampshire Drive.
Wait, say that again, please.
328 Hampshire Drive.
Okay.
And please raise your right hand. You swear from the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
So I think, this property is like a super visible location. I'm a realtor locally. I work at Farley and Ferry Realty. And it's across from the firehouse. And as they mentioned, it's like a huge intersection. Everybody drives down there on a daily basis. And I think this development would be such a huge addition, like aesthetically improving the town as we see like new construction everywhere. And I think it would just beautify our town. And I'm supportive in this project. That's it. That's what I just wanted to say. And especially that is the existing, so they're not adding or doing anything else like sidewise. And we have seen some other properties there was additions, and you know there is some other properties in the neighborhood who have similar have done, so I think it would be a great addition to our community. That's it.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thanks.
Thank you for speaking with us. At this time, is there anyone else? Yes, ma'am. Please come forward.
Sure. We already swore you in. I forget, though. Are you Catherine or Elaine?
Okay.
So I just want to say that, as was noted earlier, my family has owned that house since 1966. And quite frankly, we're pleased of keeping its footprint in the neighborhood there. And actually, five generations of my family have now lived there. And so when we decided to upgrade, we thought rather than knocking it down, like you see happening all around our beautiful city here, we wanted to keep the basic structure. And so we'd appreciate your support and our maintaining that basic structure. And so that we can keep that house for maybe another couple of generations. Thanks.
Thank you, ma'am. Elaine, correct? Thank you, Elaine. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak this evening? Hearing no requests and seeing no requests, the public portion of this application is now closed. Mr. Mascione, as presented, do you have anything further you want to add?
Only that sometimes restoration is just as important as renewal, and I hope that you look kindly on this application.
Now, have you read Mr. McLaren's report?
Yes.
Are you in agreement with it?
I am.
Yes. Okay. Mr. Roger, do you have anything of your report to put into the record?
No, I just want to mention that they did submit a certificate of nonconformity directly after the ordinance change, which permits this use to continue. Because they're expanding it, that triggers a use variance. Other than that, this would be just C variances.
Yeah, and what's interesting, or quirky or interesting, however you want to call it, with that certificate of nonconformity in the R7 zone, our ordinance says they could demolish this and rebuild a new duplex subject to certain requirements that they'd have to meet. But it doesn't say anything about expanding. So technically, you know, that's why we're calling it an expansion of a nonconforming use, which the D2 variance, which because five out of seven votes are required.
The conditions aren't being met.
There's no question.
Yes.
Did we decide about a governor strip on Winchester?
I believe that they're going to just put a grass governor strip on Winchester only.
You got 75 feet there.
Right. Well, they have to remove the apron at the driveway, old driveway anyway. So that's a good question. I know two street trees that you were talking about, just cutting out the concrete.
Yeah. Yes. That's what we're
just put two trees.
Right.
I'd be fine with that. And the reason is because the city, the taxpayers did pay to replace that concrete there. So.
Great.
But
I don't need any trees. But I don't see need for trees on Winchester.
You mean grass or tree?
Of course. But I mean, give some drainage on that.
So trees would be helpful.
That's true.
And it does better than grass.
Yeah.
So right. That if there is issues with water standing or whatever, the roots of the tree really take a lot of that water away. So it's a benefit to the city and property because we remove a lot of water. The trees are good.
Grass in that location will take a beating, but the trees will survive relatively well and do well with it.
Yeah, so give them enough room to grow.
Yeah.
Get water.
And that's usually what minimum 3x3 or 3x4.
I say bigger the better.
Yeah, it's bigger the better. And if you can put irrigation like Netafim or some drip irrigation into those trees, they survive extremely well. And I would consult with Roger on species of trees that do very well in saltwater atmospheres. Because we're trying to get the city.
We'll work that out.
They go over that and sidewalks.
You would think the experience know what works best.
Yes.
You know, we've had some experience, but I think we want to put the right scale tree there, match the rest. So I honestly was looking at the photo. I want to just take a look, see what's down the street and see if we could just expand on what's been done, if it's been done well. And we'll make sure that that's what the
city. I would rather consult Roger because some of the things that were done may not be be in the old way, may not be the best.
Exactly. So, what wants to be done for the future. So exactly. We will do that.
we're.
We don't want to put cactus in there.
Yeah.
Cactus. Yeah, first.
But the, I will tell you that the use of drip irrigation is always very well, very easy to put into and the trees. And that's the case. With that, is there anything else? Are you, you're now complete. Board members, any questions of the applicant or the professionals? If not, we are going to form a motion in the affirmative, as all are done in the affirmative, and we're going to go and vote. Now, five-step, this vote, and because it's D variance, it needs 5 out of 7 to pass. That's all.
Okay, so there's the D variance for the expansion of the non-conforming use, and then along with those, there's the deviations are for a front yard setback along Winchester, 12 feet required. They're at 0.77 feet to the house.
It's 10 foot.
Is it?
Duplex.
Of 10 feet required for duplexes. They're at 0.77 feet to the house. And then they're also at 0.77 feet for the third floor decks along Winchester and along New Haven. The set they're at. Are they at 10.66 feet, Roger?
They're okay on that.
So that was not a variance. And then I think there was a stairs.
Front yard setback to the steps.
Yes.
5 feet required, 0.77 feet is provided.
Okay. And then in terms of the conditions, they're going to remove and fill that Winchester Avenue curb cut. And they'll submit a landscaping plan to be reviewed and approved in Mr. McLaren's discretion. Do we want to say anything specific about Winchester Avenue? In terms of landscaping, or
two trees.
All right.
Cut into the governor's strip. That's to remain as is, except for the tree pits.
Okay. And then the other standard conditions, subject to any other outside approvals that might be required. Any representations made during the course of the hearing will be followed, and just the standard other conditions.
And the tree pits are going to require edging of some sort. Correct, Roger.
But the concrete will be the edging.
That's sufficient to hold them all, everything. Okay. That's it.
They'll probably need stone mulch back in there. Otherwise, it'll just float around.
Yeah. And stone covers it rather than mulch. Because the mulch will float away.
Good.
At this point, we'll have a roll. Have a motion and a second, please.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Have a roll call vote and state your reasons, please.
Jay Cook.
Well, I think this application was explained very well to it. And it's nice to see. Well, this particular property lends itself to rehabilitation or expansion. There are many duplexes in the city that don't. This is one that does. And location of it is somewhat unique. Being across from the firehouse, being one of the busiest intersections in the city, and being just on, well, actually, Winchester Avenue, also very busy. It's a pre-existing structure. They have demonstrated over the years is that they were qualified. They sought their good part of the city in a timely fashion. And the family has shown that. They've been stakeholders in the city for quite a time. And now they're choosing to improve, and they're abiding by the elements of our master plan. They're working with the city and the board to make changes in it that would enhance the community, not only the lifestyle of the community, but their life, their personal lifestyle, and the lifestyles of their neighbors. Therefore, it's a benefit. There are various hardships they're creating. They're here. They're addressing those with the most minimalistic changes, many of which are induced by the nature of the existing structure. So for that reason, I vote in favor of the application.
Roman Zabi Hutch.
I also vote in favor of the application. The variances to me are de minimis in terms of what's there already. This would be a very practical decision to what's already there. And very pleased that we're going ahead with it.
Lorraine Salata.
I'm in favor of it too. The half, I like the idea that it's not being torn down, that you're kind of reinventing the space that's there, and the relief you're asking for is really inconsequential, I think. So I think it's a good project and I'm happy to see.
Dan Smith III.
I'm also going to vote in favor of the application. I don't see any negative criteria here at all. I think it's all very positive. You have an older structure that, you know, is getting a facelift. And I think it's all real positive. I like the change on the front stairs. I like the second floor deck. I mean, they're all things that lend to a nice shore property. And I see it as an improvement on a busy corner that people will take notice of and would like to also make their skating rinks and the three parking spots. Good luck.
Mike Gleason.
I like the fact that they've had it since 1966. And in fact, it was five generations. And the indication that at least a couple more are going to be there. So it's a legacy type of property. I went to visit it yesterday and I went down Winchester Avenue and I saw the length of it. And then I went across and I said, wow, what a great opportunity to take a house and make it really, really nice. Just like restoring an old car from old to new, it's exciting to see it, and I'm in favor.
Greer Gaskell.
How's your best? Positive. I like that house, the venue, 1960s.
Jessica Stilley.
I'm going to vote in favor as well. I'm really happy to see you guys keeping that existing structure there. It is definitely highly visible with the way that configuration of that intersection and the way it kind of funnels in. Especially you're working within the existing footprint, so I think everything you would ask for is pretty de minimis. Also, I think aesthetically, it's a major improvement. And in terms of, I definitely want to see that governor's strip and then also those trees about like a block and a half down on Winchester, the big willow tree. So trees grow pretty well there. So it's a great project. So thank you.
That's it. By some record of reason, you're approved. Thank you very much. Now, as I say, for families of the community, we can't welcome you back, but we can say, thanks for staying. Thanks for contributing. We love you.
Yeah. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. At this time, board members, do you have anything to bring up before the board, or would you like to adjourn?
Oh, I have a question. What's going on? You know, I see that there is machine shaking out there on the plaza. That's something that, well, anyway, with this, I think a lot of people have asked historical stuff coming, or is that?
Yes.
Then
Starbucks is still, yeah, there's a rumor out there that Starbucks is not coming.
Well,
I know. But
Starbucks and Greens and Brains are going to be attached. Yeah. One, and then the Burger King. Separate, but yes.
There you have it from the God. From God just gave it to
you. Right. What was the next moment?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. There would be a nice
Yeah. It made it easy.
Yeah. All right. For no further things to be at, I have a motion and a second for adjournment, please.
I'll make the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
It's not in favor. Woohoo, go home. Anyway, thank you for a good lighthearted meeting.